But now in sports news, Czech tennis player Tomáš Berdych scored an important win at the US Open when he beat world number one Roger Federer in the tournament's quarterfinal. Berdych, whose play against the Swiss has been described as overwhelmingly powerful, will next play Andy Murray of the UK for a spot in the US Open final. Jan Richter has the details.
Flushing Meadows on Wednesday night saw Tomáš Berdych knock out the world number one and five-time US Open champion Roger Federer in four sets, 7-6, 6-4, 3-6 and 6-3. Berdych, who has had a mixed season so far, was not expected to score his fourth victory in the last seven meetings against the top-seeded Swiss. Federer had a better start to the game and was leading Berdych 2-0 and then 3-1. But the Czech, seeded sixth, stepped up and took the first set in a tiebreak. Berdych broke at the start of the second set as well, and Federer found no weapon against the Czech's consistent, powerful forehand play. In the third set, Federer came back, scoring four games in a row against Berdych and taking the whole set. But the Czech again found his composure in the fourth set. He broke Federer to make it 5-3. He then served an ace to get a match point, which he capitalized on with another powerful serve to win the game. The Czech player later told the news conference that things just worked out right for him in the game.
There was everything just right today, so let's get up to the result, what was happening on court. So, yeah, probably there was not a bad spot, of course, that I lost third set, but, you know, I mean, I cannot count that I'm going to be beating Roger in straight sets and not, you know, not to get even any trouble.
Berdych's convincing victory came after a bit of struggle in the third set, in which he suddenly became somewhat nervy and made two double faults. But the 26-year-old Czech said he still knew Federer had a longer way to go.
I just felt it in the end of the third set, you know, where he, you know, took the break back, then he made another one, you know, and he was really pushing, you know. And then the set was over, and he still needs two more, I need only one. So I was still in the better position, and I was actually mentally ready for that. I just need to stay as close as possible with him, either if the crowd's gonna be on his side, he's gonna be play well, but whatever has happened, I was just trying to stay close, and yeah, I got a chance, I made it, and then finish it with my serve.
In the semi-final of the US Open, Tomáš Berdych will play third seed Andy Murray. The Scot has had a spectacular season so far, having won the London Olympics and reaching the final at Wimbledon. But Berdych says he has full confidence in his own style of play.
He reached the results, won the gold medal, and has been in the final of Wimbledon, so probably it helps to him a lot, but probably similar to matches with Roger, you know, that even if he's playing well and then, you know, I come up with my game, which doesn't like maybe too much like the other guys, so then, you know, I bring something different and that could be my chance.
At the post-match news conference, Tomáš Berdych came out a little edgy when reporters compared his win over Roger Federer to what happened in the second round of this year's Wimbledon, where the Czech underdog Lukáš Rosol upset Rafael Nadal. Tomáš Berdych seemed to have taken the question rather personally.
Well, I just hope that you're not comparing me with Rosol. Don't you? No, you did. You just said that there was a big upset and Rosol would beat Nadal, and then you mentioned my match here. So first of all, I don't think that we are in the same position, that it's actually that big upset, but all right, you said that. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, is it something wrong that we are from Czech and beating big guys, or no? Good, okay. It's a good thing, yeah.
The semi-final match in which Tomáš Berdych will play Andy Murray for a spot in the US Open final is scheduled for Saturday at 11 a.m. local time.
That was Jan Richter reporting on that story.